What do you think has managed to bring China, Japan, and South Korea together after 3.5 years without a trilateral meeting? And is this a sign of a changing attitude between the three countries?
Well, first we have to address what has brought these three countries, their leadership, come together a few years ago. And that was because they need to coordinate their trade policy, their economic collaboration, eventually to lead to a better regional prosperity and stability. Well, then 3 years ago, such an annual meeting was undermined by Japanese leaders' visit to Yasukuni and their provocation on historical issue and on territorial issue. So there was no more base for continuing such a kind of trilateral summit. But over the last year, Japan has indicated some of its regret over its historical harm on ROK and on China. And it has expressed some willingness to manage the dispute on the territorial issue. That somehow has improved the relationship between Japan and ROK and between Japan and China at the same time. This has not totally restored the relationship, but that has improved the relationship a bit toward even better relationship at possibly at a future time. That has created an opportunity to resume the CJK trilateral summit.
With the historical and territorial issues still out there, do you think any breakthroughs can be achieved on that front?
We know that there is some slow but incremental improvement respective stance on historical and territorial issue. But it's one need to be realistic that it's impossible for a short period of time for this summit to have fundamental breakthroughs on historical issues. For instance, to expect that Abe would apologize for Japan's historical wrong during this summit. Japan would continue to be regretted for, but would continue to say it's unfair for current Japanese young generation who have been born after the end of Second World War to be responsible for the war. And he would urge China and ROK leadership not to stay with the past forever, but to move forward. And we would say, in order to move forward, we have to address the past in a correct way. Apparently, China, ROK, and Japan would continue to debate as how to address the past and how to move the relationship forward.
It said that a joint declaration is going to be generated out of the summit. So do we expect to have any substance, or will it just mostly be symbolic?
For instance, they would say we would improve our environmental protection. That would be substantial. Japan would give more money to China to reduce China's PM2.5 kind of emission. And China, ROK, would work more together to improve energy efficiency. That's substantial, not symbolic. And they would speed up the negotiation of trilateral FA. That is substantial because that is doable and the three countries are dedicated to it. The summit would accelerate the process of doing it.